So Sonak Maharaj, he appeared in the dynasty of the same Bhrigu Muni. Such a Bhriguji, whatever it may be, the Lord, he offered respects to Bhriguji. He was a great devotee. The Lord's glories, Bhriguji, he spread throughout the world. He says, I went and I saw personally, Lord Vishnu is the greatest. He's Mahan. So he was the, Shaunak Rishi was the leader of 88,000 rishis. Suta Goswami is referring to him as Bhrigu Nandan. He is saying, hey Bhrigu Nandan. When Sukadev Goswami heard this sadhuvad of Parikshit Maharaj, then he said in text 14, Prati Archya means he offered him most respectful obeisances. Prati Archya means Archana. He did his puja. Puja means he offered him respects again and again.
Sadhuvad.
Sadhuvad, in the world everybody speaks. Lord has given everybody the power to speak, but the person who speaks and talks and asks about the pastimes of Lord Krishna, this is really sadhuvad. Sadhu means sadhuvad. Sadhu means good, and vad means to talk, speech, like pravachan.
Sadhuvad. Sukadev Goswami prasansa kiye.
When Sukadev Goswami glorified him and began talking about Krishna's pastimes from this point. Yesterday I left the class at this shloka, so today I am starting again from this point. Krishna Charitam, Suta Goswami is saying the speciality of this Krishna Charitam, the topics of Sri Krishna, is that it diminishes the sufferings of Kali Yuga. Actually, in this material world, whether it's Kali Yuga or Satyuga or Treta Yuga, there is always some sin. But in Kali Yuga, the sins become very great. It is said that in Kali Yuga, people's mind is like a fish, and sin is like a pond or a river. Just like a fish lives in water, in pond or a river, in Kali Yuga, people's mind, they can't live without being in sin. They can only live if there is some sin. Otherwise, they cannot survive. They feel like they will die. There are actually people like that, that if they do not, if they're not allowed to commit some sin, they will not survive, or they will not look happy. There are some people like this, if they don't get to drink some liquor or wine every day, they will not look good. And when they get to drink a little bit, then they start to look and feel normal. Some form of sin or other, if they get to do, then they're happy. They feel some happiness. Just like when the fish is put in the water, they feel normal. There can be so many disturbances and interruptions in our devotional life. Sometimes there can be a disease in the body. Sometimes there can be a loss of wealth. Sometimes we can be separated from the loved ones. And sometimes there can be a great insult done to us. Get too much wealth, that can also be a disturbance. If there is too much wealth, we may forget Krishna. But those who have achieved nashtiki rati, whatever disturbance comes in their life, their love for Krishna is never lessened. This is text 15. Parikshit Maharaj, he was a king. What all did not happen in his life? If he wanted to, he could have counteracted the curse. He could have had it counteracted and could have stopped the reaction and lived on, but he did not want. He did not want to do that. He was pleased. I will go to Krishna. What is there in this world? Somehow or other, let there be my death, and I want to go. I want to go to the dham of the Lord. This is what he requested from all the sadhus that had gathered. He said, I pray to you, I request you that you bless me, and I request Mother Ganga. I am sitting on the shore of Mother Ganga, and I request, pray to Mother Ganga also, that if I may take another birth, that I may be a devotee of Krishna, and I may have a friendship with the devotees. This is what he asked. He did not ask anything else. Wherever I take my birth, may I be the devotee, a devotee of Krishna, and a friend of the devotees. Whatever form of life I am in, may they be my friends. He did not say, please find a way to protect me, to save me from this takshak biting me and killing me. Please, you all find some way to save me. He did not ask for anything like that. This is called Naishtiki Rati. Lord Krishna's pastimes purify the living entities of their sins, and we become purified. Just like after we take bath, we become cleansed and purified our bodies. In the same way, by hearing Krishna Katha, we become purified, our soul. This is true for all three kinds of living entities. One commentator, he says, just as the Mother Ganges, she falls from above, she purifies the heavenly planets and this earthly planet and also the lower planets. In the same way, Lord Krishna's katha purifies different kinds of persons, all different kinds of persons. I mean all three kinds of persons. That is, the person who asks the question, and the person who answers the questions, and the person who hears. All three become purified. This is text 16. In this verse, he uses the word punati. Punati means to purify. What is the impurities in us? Everyone should question, what is the impurity in us? What is the dirt in us? This impurity in us is kaam and lobh. Bhagavad Gita Lord says, kaam and lobh, lust and greed. This is the impurity. This is the impurity in our heart. Our hearts are dirty. Kaam means When there is a lalasa, a desire for material sense gratification, such as material form, taste, smell and touch, etc., in this world, in this material world, the strongest kaam or form of lust is attraction of a man for a woman and vice versa. Usually in the scriptures, the word kaam means this. Kaam doesn't mean just attraction for man and a woman. Attraction, kaam is anything that kaam is for anything, even any ordinary thing. If we have a desire to achieve something material, that is kaam. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that kaam, lust, keeps burning the heart. This is like fire. As soon as there is some desire comes up in the heart for anything material, heart starts to burn. This is unsatiable fire. In the fire, doesn't matter how much ghee you put or how much dry wood you put, it is not satisfied. It keeps on burning. The more wood or ghee you put in, the more fire there will be. It is not that the fire is now satisfied. In this world we can see those who have the more wealth and they have, the more desire they have to get more. They have an increased desire. So the bigger pot you have to hold the fire, bigger fire it will contain. And the more fire it has, the more heat it will have, and the more heat it will have, more burning it will have. When the living entity leaves the Lord and it desires the things of this material world, then there will only be burning of the heart. He cannot live peacefully. These desires are fire. When these desires are not satisfied, then this person will get angry at the person who will not satisfy them. All these court cases, so this is when their desire is not satisfied, there is anger, and then there is court cases, fighting, etc. This kaam, the lust, he takes the form of anger. And if their desire is fulfilled, then that same kaam, lust, takes the form of greed. That same kaam, if their desire is fulfilled, then they're more greedy to get more and more.
वही काम, कामा ऐसा क्रोध ऐसा रजोगुण समुद्भवा.
यदि लोभ और ग्रीड मींस टू नॉट फील द सेटिस्फैक्शन इन द थिंग्स दैट वी हैव अचीव्ड, द थिंग्स दैट वी हैव गॉटन, द सक्सेस इन आवर desires, if they're fulfilled, and to not be satisfied in them, that is called greed. Everyone must have experienced, actually. If someone ever had this desire in their heart, that if they could get $2 or $4 million, and if that desire was fulfilled, they did get $2 or $4 million, then now they want another set. They get that, double that again, then again they have the desire to get twice as that much with the same speed. Greed increases like that at the same speed. And then if it's not satisfied, then again crowd, anger. This is the situation with calm or lust. This is the impurity we have in the heart. This is the impurity of the heart. It keeps on burning the heart. This is the impurity we have acquired in this world. If we hear Krishna Katha, then these impurities, they disappear. The desire of getting the Lord Krishna, that is what comes up in the heart then. Then we think, when we will get love for Krishna, when we will serve Him, when we will get to see Him. And in that situation, whatever wealth we have, we become satisfied with that. We still go on doing our work, job, but we are satisfied with that. This is some satisfaction has to be there with what we have materially. Only then a person can engage in devotional service. If he doesn't have the santosh or satisfaction, then he cannot engage in devotional service. So this is a great impurity in our hearts, but how will we become free from this impurity? By hearing Krishna Katha, by speaking Krishna Katha, by asking questions about Krishna. Athato Brahma Jigyasa. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj is glorifying, Sukadev Goswami is glorifying Parikshit Maharaj's questions. So now, Sukadev Goswami is presenting the reasons as to why Krishna took this incarnation, or why Krishna appeared. In this way, text number 17. Mother Earth was suffering greatly because of the atrocities of the demoniac kings. Demons were born as kings all over this earth. Earth was filled with demoniac kings. I'd have heard when Krishna appeared on this earth, already they were very great, very powerful demoniac kings, such as Kamsa, Dantavakra, Salva, Shishupal, Duryodhan, etc. They had very great phalanxes of military army. They had great military army, and these, and to fight, to harass the citizen, to do whatever they felt like, exploit the citizen, this was their only business. Numbers of such demoniac persons had increased so much that you'll hear a little later on in this katha that when Kansa heard that his sister's 8th son would be the cause of his death, he immediately took out his sword to kill his sister. Such great demons were present at that time, and he did kill at least 6 of her newborn babies. This katha will come, and they were harassing and exploiting the citizens, going against the Vedic culture. They were eating cow's flesh, they were raping women. Kinds of greatest sins that are there, they were doing. Mother, she was saying that the weight of these oceans and mountains, the weight of all these things on me, they're not really a weight on me. The real weight is of those persons who are committing sins. This Mother Earth is saying herself. She was saying that I cannot tolerate this. Just like if you put a very, very heavy load on a person and he cannot tolerate it, his back will bend and he will not be able to walk straight, he will be in great pain, be healthy, he will suffer a lot. In the same way Mother Earth was suffering. She went to take shelter of Lord Brahma.